The storm is aiming right at the home of one of our colleagues, NPR correspondent Debbie Elliott. She evacuated, in fact, from Orange Beach, Alabama this morning, and now she's up in Mobile. Debbie, tell us about Orange Beach and where your house is.
It's right along the Alabama coast, very near the Alabama-Florida border. It was a mandatory evacuation starting yesterday morning. We waited until this morning to leave because it was hard to decide exactly where we were going to go. We left very early. It was like a ghost town. Not many people left. Everything all boarded up.
What was the drive like from Orange Beach to Mobile?
There were few people out on Interstate 10 this morning. This stretch of I-10 in Alabama is right in the center of Ivan's Path.
And could you go both ways on I-10? Some of the interstates have been moving just one way, away from the storm.
Right. I-10 is still moving both directions. It's an east-west corridor. It's the corridors going north, Interstate 65 that runs north and south. It has been turned all lanes northward to help people get out of the way of the storm.
Now, your neighbors in Orange Beach, where will most people go?
Most people are leaving to go into North Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, places where they have family or friends. You know, hotels are booked as far north as Birmingham, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. So people are really going far to get away from the storm. I know we had thought about evacuating to North Baldwin County and decided at the last minute this morning to go about twice as far north, because it sounds like the storm is going to affect inland areas. The hurricane forecasters are saying something like 100 miles inland, people are going to be feeling hurricane-force winds.
You and your neighbors there have seen this kind of hurricane approach before. Does seem to be a little different tone this time.
People are taking this very seriously. Hurricane Ivan is a Category 4 storm. There has not been a Category 4 hit in this area in a good long while. Category 3 hurricanes, Hurricane Frederick in 1979, Hurricane Opal in 1995, and Hurricane George in 98 all hit this area. But those were Category 3s, and people remember the devastation from those, and this storm is coming in even stronger, even larger. So people are really taking it seriously and getting out of its way.
Now, you can board up and put up shutters against the wind. What do you do about the storm surge? They're talking about now a storm surge of 12 feet or more.
You know, there's just not a whole lot you can do except get out of the way. Anyone who lives on the beach is gone. You can board up, you can put sandbags around your doors and whatnot, but that's not much of protection against basically a huge wall of water that comes crashing in. I've seen Category 3 storms where entire first floors of condominiums are just practically wiped out, and you have sand and seawater where your living room used to be. So there's not a whole lot you can do to protect against storm surge except to get out of the way. And that's why officials have closed off all beach access stretching over into the Florida panhandle and are making sure that nobody is left in those frontline coastal areas.
Well, somebody is always left, and if indeed they are, how long will they have to wait out the storm and the troubling weather?
The scary thing about Ivan is that it is expected to slow down a bit as it comes ashore and last a long time. So people can be feeling hurricane force winds, rain, for something like 24 to 36 hours. And that's a really long time to ride out a storm. So people who have stayed may end up deciding that they've made the wrong decision.
NPR's Debbie Elliott talking with us from Mobile, Alabama. Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Noah.